And so, my boy, after all I have related, I imagine you have enough material to understand why and how, during my fifth stay in person on your planet, I happened to be a witness of the events that gave rise to that famous word, art, and in what connection it was first used, and what meaning was given to it in that period, which your contemporary favorites call the Babylonian civilization. I shall now speak about certain facts, the knowledge of which will enable you to picture clearly to yourself and understand how greatly the logical mentation in all these three-brained beings pleasing to you has deteriorated, and in so short a time that without the least resistance on the part of their individuality, they have allowed themselves to become the slaves of those few non-entities among them who, having totally lost the divine impulse of conscience, have created for their egoistic aims from this empty word art that chanced to reach them an unerring factor for the final atrophy in all of them of the data still surviving for conscious being. During the period of my sixth and last stay there in person, I heard everywhere about this contemporary art of theirs and came in contact with its results. And when I had made clear to myself what it was all about, I recalled my Babylonian friends of an earlier time and their good intentions toward their remote descendants, and set about verifying in detail, whenever opportunities arose, just what were the results of everything I had happened to witness, which I have just been telling you about. Initiating you now into the impressions kept secret from strangers, which became fixed in my common presence during my last stay in person on the surface of your planet, as a result of my conscious perceptions of this contemporary art of theirs, my eye, with a profound being impulse of pity, must now emphatically state that of all the fragments of knowledge attained by the beings of the Babylonian civilization, fragments which, it must be admitted, were rich in content for the good of ordinary existence, absolutely nothing has reached the beings of contemporary civilization apart from a few empty words without any inner content. Not only did nothing whatever reach them of all the fragments of general knowledge which the learned beings of the club of the adherents of legomenism had indicated in lawful inexactitudes in the sacred law of Heptaparaparshinoch, or, as they called it, the law of sevenfoldness, but in the interval of time between these two civilizations, their being rumination has deteriorated so much that today they no longer know or even suspect the existence on their planet of this universal law. And as regards the word art, which thanks to their strange reason has gotten tangled up during this time with the devil knows what, as they themselves would say, I must tell you that my special investigations made it clear to me that among other words and expressions used by the learned beings of Babylon, which automatically passed from generation to generation, this word art happened to get into the vocabulary of certain three-brained beings in whose presence the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundebuffer had crystallized in a sequence and with a reciprocal action that favored the arising of data in them for the being of chasnamous individuals. And as these beings, for some reason or other, happened to like this word, they began using it for their egoistic aims and gradually turned it into a something which, though it still consists of utter futility, has gradually been enveloped in a fairy-like exterior which now blinds every one of your favorites who keeps his attention on it a little longer than usual. Besides this word art, quite a number of other words used in the discussions of the learned members of the Club of the Adherents of Legomenism passed automatically from generation to generation, as well as some foggy notions about certain definite conceptions of that time. Among these latter, as much for its name as for its caricature-like imitation, is their contemporary notion of the theater. You remember I have told you that in Babylon, both the hall and the demonstrations themselves of the learned beings belonging to the group of the mistresses were given the name theater. If I now enter into somewhat more detail about this contemporary theater of theirs, perhaps you will have enough material to understand how, in spite of all the good intentions and efforts of those ancient learned beings, scarcely anything of the true knowledge attained during the time of the Babylonian culture has reached the beings of contemporary European culture, to which their art is largely indebted for that fairy-like exterior I spoke of. And furthermore, you will grasp certain aspects of the maleficence of that famous contemporary art. As I have told you, a certain amount of information about the activities of the group of the mistresses reached the beings of the contemporary epoch, who, wishing to imitate them also in this, began building special halls for this purpose, which they too called theaters. The three brain beings of contemporary civilization quite frequently assemble in considerable numbers in these theaters of theirs to observe and presumably to study the various prepared manifestations of their artists, as they have quite recently begun to call them, just as in Babylon, the other learned members of the Club of the Adherents of Legomenism studied the demonstrations of the learned beings of the group of the mistresses. These theaters have acquired the greatest importance in the ordinary process of existence of your favorites, and so they erect particularly imposing buildings for this purpose, which in most of their contemporary cities rank among the most noteworthy constructions.